Chris Lees is playing on his home track today. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
It's a big day. Obviously, it's pretty easy to say in Newcastle when you're on your home track, but it really is a big one for all your owners and everything there, today and tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. You know, now that they've got all the feature races on the one day, I think it worked very well the last couple of years, and I think they've been rewarded with probably their best collective group of races they've had for quite a while. So, good weather and should be good days racing.
Yeah, fantastic. Starting with today, and I'll pick out again these feature races. You've got three in the spring stakes, and they're sort of particularly Sunreal is going into the race. Well, they're all coming off really good performances, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, there's four there, Andrew. But
down the bottom, Everard. Yep.
All similar type of fillies. They're progressive and going to the race in good form, and just whether they're up to stakes company, I think it's a good opportunity for these young fillies to race on their home track for black type. So I can't really split them. I suppose Sunreal was, if you had to go through their runs, she's probably been the most impressive at their last outing.
Princess Posh lines up in the Tibby. We know how good she is. She puts in most occasions. Has she come out of the Mona Lisa with good upside?
Yeah, she has. She's been up a long time, but she had a freshen up going into the Mona Lisa, so if she can maintain that form, she was on the worst part of the track there at Wyong. She's going to get the right type of run, and she's got a really good record on the track, so I expect her to race well.
In the Cameron, the last race today, you probably had a couple of options with a few of these. Take us through your thoughts. First up, Sense of Occasion, who's drawn nicely in this race.
Yeah, look, he's a good horse fresh, but this time he's coming off a long enforced layoff. He just had a tendon issue in the autumn that we backed straight off. So I would expect, as he's got a bit older, that he'd need the run. But his horse is one of Villiers first up. But he just looks like he'll improve from a bit of racing. But Prized Icon, his two runs back have been quite good from poor alleys. He's just had to do a little bit of work in both runs. He's got the inside draw today. He'll get a nice run. There's enough pressure that he should get a nice run just off the speed. So he gets his chance in what looks a really competitive Cameron handicap.
Yeah, it does for sure. They're strong races, and that's really what the club has been searching for with these races all on the same day. Is there anything else that I haven't mentioned in those earlier races that our listeners should jot down?
It's a very competitive maiden race, race three it is, the Colts and Geldings maiden horse, yep, called Patane. He's drawn off the track, but he's worked well enough to be competitive, but again, pretty competitive race it is.
Okay, I'll go to Melbourne because there's a lot of attention, obviously, on all the races down there before we talk about Sydney, but Smart Melody's got down there okay for the run?
Yeah, she has. She settled in well. First time down the straight. She hasn't trialled down the straight at all, so that'll be foreign to her, but I couldn't be more happy with how she's prepared, and she looks in good order. I expect her to race very well.
It'll be interesting. I know there's meant to be a few showers around in Melbourne tomorrow, but just what happens with the straight from where you are out on the grandstand side?
Yeah, look, Brent's got a better understanding of straight track racing than I have, so he'll work that out.
Do you feel that she's, I mean, I guess she's like so many horses that we see during their early part of their life, at some stage, if they've got upside, they've got to take on big races. Do you think off the springtime win at Wyong that she could win tomorrow?
Yeah, I do. I think she's certainly up to this level. She's never been beyond 1,100 metres of tomorrow's race, but we're hopeful, and she's given the indication that she will get out a bit further. So she's a little bit on trial to get out to a 1,400 metre of the 1,000 guineas prelude in a couple of weeks. But first things first is tomorrow's race, and I think she'll race very well.